Can you just give me your thoughts right now?
I'm angry with myself, to be honest. But, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of mistakes I made today I could get better at and learn from. And at the end of the day, I'm very proud of the offensive line. Did a phenomenal job. You know, every play I made was because of them. Having great leaders like Darren McFadden and Marcel Reese, great being on the field too, making key blocks for me so I could get the ball. And you know, I'm kind of disappointed. I'm disappointed in myself. for one, taking a sack in the red zone. Coach talks to me about that all the time, and it's unacceptable. And the loss is on me, and we'll get better next week.
What did you see on that sack?
I just went through one progression, and I saw somebody coming in. But at the end of the day, I got to throw the ball away. And I've been in them situations before, and made the same mistake, and I can't make that same mistake. That's why I'm very disappointed. But you know what? At the end of the day, I learned a couple things today, and I can put it in my bag of treats and bring it out for next week and keep learning.
Well, look, folks, probably this game really didn't give Oakland a chance, you know, really trying to contend here with the Colts. Was that – you guys, I'm sure you heard the noise coming into this game today, right?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter, but, you know, it doesn't matter. I know in this locker room it's kind of funny, you know, we can laugh at that type of statement right there, because we feel like every time we step on the field, we're going to have a chance, and we will. So I don't agree with any of those statements.
You guys showed the football world some things today that they maybe were not expecting, some good things.
Yeah, we're tough.
You guys,
tough
football, you think team. You showed yourself?
Tough defense, tough offensive line, tough runners, great receivers that block downfield, get open, and they make tough catches. We're a tough football team. Coach preaches that all the time, and that's how we practice, you know. I'm happy with the team and the way we competed today. No more victories, obviously, and we gotta get better, and we will tomorrow. And the thing about this team right here is just passion. You know, guys have passion about the game. You know, it wasn't acceptable. We didn't accept today that we lost. I know I didn't, and I know a lot of the guys, you know, they didn't. So I know they're gonna come in tomorrow and expect to learn. You know, and look at and critique themselves, very crucial. And look at that film and understand what are we doing, what did we do wrong, and we need to fix this, because I hate losing.
Your first real start, second start, but your first real start, how do you think you did? How did you?
I did awful, I thought. Two interceptions, could have won the game, had them on the ropes down there. That's all that matters. The record's all that matters to me is being 1-0, and or whatever the record may be, you know. But with that number on the win column, that's all that matters to me. It's not about me. It doesn't matter how I play. I just want to do well for the team so we can have success. So that's really it.
Despite, you know, the loss, Coach Allen said after in the postgame press conference, you won the job outright during the preseason. You had to keep it under wraps, and I know maybe you wanted to scream to the rooftops, like, I finally, you know, I'm a starter, because you said this was your goal. I mean, coming into this game, the emotions for you, are you excited that you outright, you know, won the job?
It's really not about that. Me and Matt's teammates, all the guys are competing, you know, and at the end of the day, we're all for the same goal, to win. That's all I want to do, is win. Is it a little more? Does it feel better that it's me that won? Absolutely, you know, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm not happy about it, but now it's time to go to work. Today was unacceptable.
You talked about learning from those mistakes, but how will you build on those positives? Because there were a lot out there today for you.
I'll check out the positives. Just keep trying to get better at the things that I do positive. I'm just very angry at myself about the interceptions. You know, we had a chance, you know, especially throwing the ball. I think the main thing right there, if I was writing in your notepad, would be I didn't throw the ball away down there. I believe it was maybe 1st and 10 after Demo caught that pass. I can't remember what happened, but I threw the ball away, and we'll get better. I'm very eager to get to work tomorrow, be in there early, and get better.
Going into that final drive, were there nerves there, or were you excited that you had the opportunity?
I wanted to dice him. I wanted to dice him. And nothing else came through my mind that I wasn't going to do it.
Did you like the resolve in this team? You guys go down 14-0. Scratch clock.
Absolutely. It's a long game. And like I said, I told you guys this before. Anytime I get on the field and I don't look right at this guy, because it's not, I feel like we're going to have a chance, and I feel like I'm the best on the field. We're going to make plays, and that's my job to do so, and to get the ball in the guy's hands. However I got to do it, I'm going to do it. And we got to get better. I got to get better. This one's on me, definitely.
How soon will you start breaking it down? Looking at
I'm going to watch it as soon as I get on the plane. I'll probably sit there with Coach Wilson. Jeez, man. Yeah. Jeez.
Thanks, guys.